Nah, bro, the stomach issue went away, so now I don't have to have the mushroom coffee anymore. I think the mushroom coffee fixed the stomach issue. So now I'm just going to jump right back into it, baby.
I just wondered, it looked kind of like frothy, like there was some shroomies
in Guatemalan. I don't know if that helps. I don't know if maybe Guatemalans are frothy.
It's great value, maybe. Guatemalan coffee.
No, it's not, bro. I got this. This is organic. We're on the organic. Dude, our food supply is ridiculous over here right now.
It's organic.
It's crazy. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Yo, crewies, welcome back to another Coffee with the Crew. I am Josh.
What's up? It's Jess.
Hey, y'all. Seth here.
Is that a Mudvayne shirt?
No, it says Midwest.
Is that a Mudvayne shirt?
I was like, really?
But yeah, same difference.
Like, well, I had to tread lightly because the whole Static X thing the one day, remember? I was like making fun of a deceased man, and you were like, Josh, he's dead. And I'm like, fuck off. No, he's not. And I had to Google it.
Oh, I thought.
Shut up.
I thought you were just kidding and you actually knew that he was dead.
No, I had no idea he was dead.
Oh, well.
Nah, I was like, yeah, then I felt little bad, like a little bad. But you know, it takes a lot to make me feel like really bad.
Yeah.
So I was like on a scale of 1 to 10, I was probably a solid 3. Yeah. That's high though for me. I don't know if I've ever been to a 10.
Mm. Would take a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, so not Mudvayne.
Not Mudvayne.
But I was like, you are really bringing back like the.
That'd be cool though. Now I kind of want to get a Mudvayne shirt. Era.
Were you into Mudvayne?
Not really.
Okay. I wasn't either. Were you into Mudvayne?
No.
Do you even know who Mudvayne is?
No.
Okay. They're a band. They used to wear, did they wear masks?
I figured they were a band.
Well, Slipknot wore masks. Mudvayne did face paint,
They
right?
did face paint.
If was that kind of music, then no.
You want to listen to some Mudvayne?
No.
That's that kind of music.
No.
Were you into like Slipknot?
No.
Why did I say Slipknot? It like
Slipknot?
That?
Dude? Slipknot?
It's very,
that's the whitest friggin' Slipknot ever.
Like an old person reading it out of a book.
I am into Slipknot.
Dude, Corey Taylor would be like, what the fuck?
Slipknot?
I have his book. Did I tell you I read his book a few years ago? It was
fascinating.
When we lived in a little cottage there. What is that, 2020?
I can't get past, I'm sorry.
Slipknot?
Slipknot.
Slipknot? I went really hard. It's like the Foo Fighters thing with Christopher Walken. Have you seen that? Where he introduces them and he asks them. The Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
This episode, everybody's tuning out immediately. Anywho, so no, you were not in. Sorry, I didn't mean to bump you.
No.
You were not. Are those Vans?
Yes, they
Jesus
are.
Christ. Did I you take your ADHD medicine this
No, I'm off of it. I'm off of it. I'm not taking it anymore. It was messing with me. I think it had to do with my cognitive brainwave functionality issues.
Slipknot? Are those bands?
What? What are you giggling about, Giggles?
It's all over the place this morning.
I think it has to do with my cognitive brain issues.
Yeah, I had to have like brainwave tests and stuff done. It's been a real problem. I don't appreciate you guys making
no, you
fun
did
of me
not. Either.
Yes, I really did. I don't really? Know why you're over there joking about it.
You have dementia already?
Piece of shit.
Is my your IQ just
my
off
grandfather
the charts?
Just died from dementia, and you're going to make a joke about dementia?
Fuck,
sure.
Seth.
God.
Too soon.
That's never too soon.
I had a heart that would hurt.
It's never too soon. It's
never too soon to make a good.
It's never too soon.
The funny thing is, it's not really funny. It's kind of ironic, I guess. Not really ironic. I don't know what the right word would be. This is going to be a long episode for you guys.
God damn.
I'm sitting at the breakfast bar, drinking my coffee, talking to Abby, and my mom calls me, right? And she's like, hey, grandpa passed away. I'm like, oh, okay. He and I were not close, so I was like sad that he passed away, but like I wasn't overly...
there was not a glistening tear.
No. I've cried harder at the end of bad movies. Mm-hmm. I didn't cry at all. That was the joke. That's not really sincere. Sensitive. I was joking. You know, I have family members that listen to this. So they're going to be like, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah. They don't know.
Yeah, anyway, know. As I get off the phone with my mom hanging up, right, I have a text from this guy. He's like, hey, sorry to hear about your grandpa. I'm like, I just found out 30 seconds ago. How do you know already? But my sister told me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, so oh, those are Vans? Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I just purged my closet and I got two new pair of Vans. One for pleasure, you know, just walking around. Not like I'm going to jerk off. I probably have already, honestly. And then one for work. Because you know how, like, the white wall work, that's, like, big right now in the, you know, when you dress clothes. People wear, like, the white walled shoes now. So I'm like, I'm going to rock a pair of Vans, bro. I've been taking them on sales calls. People are like, I like those shoes.
You're going to look so trendy.
Yeah.
Well, she said the word we're not allowed to say anymore for a minute.
Oh. I mean, that would be funny, but...
What's the word we're not allowed to say anymore? Say
it. It kind of sounds like those things people used to ride on rails, chugga-chugga.
Oh.
And then, like, if you take the end of icy.
It's also a abbreviated term for transmission.
I did have the tranny in my car fixed.
Yeah.
Why would that have been where I went with what I was saying?
I don't know. I just thought, I looked in your eyes, you were like, I'm going all in today.
I would have loved it if you did.
Trendy.
You had that look like in a Conor McGregor fight where he's like ready to, he's walking into the cage for battle. That is the look you had in your eyes when I saw and I was like, she's going to do it. She's going to do it. Trendy.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I see you're sporting the weather guard.
Of course, yeah. Is it just glistening on
I just see it on the table. I just like, have my classic.
Looking at my lips.
I've got the traditional Burt's.
I love that we've all got our chapsticks out.
It's that time of year. It's been awful. I even had to pop a Zyke or a, what was it? Claritin D the other day.
Mm. Yeah, it's been bad.
Zycam. I've been popping some Zycam.
Dude, me too. If one of the kids has a sniffle after school, I'm like, pop, 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 mm-hmm. eating like Tic Tacs.
Willow's been a mess. Mm. A mess.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Then we go to the cabin and our friend shows up half dead.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd they even show up?
I really do think it was allergies. He was fine the next day. I don't think he was sick. But he was it was a little questionable that first
day. He was bad, yeah.
Like green snot coming out of his eyeballs. It was crazy.
Ew.
Yeah, like he would sneeze and it would shoot out of his eyeball hole.
It was like Toxie.
Yeah. Who?
The Toxic Avenger.
Oh, no, I've never seen that. Actually, I have. I watched it with you guys. It was very,
say.
Very controversial movie. But anyway, what have you guys been up to? Seth, you were a best man in a wedding, I hear.
I was. It was just a ceremony.
So walk me through it. I'd like to hear all the details.
There's not much to it. They were already married. They were just having a Catholic ceremony at the church.
And they let you come?
Yeah, I was the best man.
Now, when you walked in, any hellfire or any, like...
Surprisingly, no.
The walls didn't start to, like, mm-mm. melt, like in House of Wax with Paris Hilton?
Surprisingly, no.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. So, do you have to walk down the aisle? Do you escort?
No, you just have to stand there, and I had to hold like, a plate that had the rings on it.
Hang on. You were the ring boy.
In the ceremony.
The ring
motherfucker,
boy?
This motherfucker shows up. I was the best man. You're the ring man.
No, in a Catholic service, the best man holds the rings.
I don't think so. I think and you may have been the ring bearer.
And the, was it maid of honor holds the holy water.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What do they do with the holy? Do they drink it?
No, they like bless the rings with it on the plate.
Did any of the holy water get on you?
No.
Oh, God.
Are they both Catholic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't
know that. So this was like an arranged marriage.
Yeah. Was it really?
No.
Oh, well, you laughed like kind of awkwardly like no. It was. Did you see the little weird laugh he did, though?
No. So they just wanted to do the church part.
You do this weird little giggle when you get uncomfortable.
You always say that.
But you do it, and you just did it. And I was like, oh, shit, maybe
anyway,
this wasn't.
Anyway, we had a very nice dinner at Cecil and Lyon, which I've never been to.
Now you're changing the subject. Now I feel like maybe this was. Blink three times if it was an arrangement. Okay, wow.
It's not an arrangement. They got married a couple years ago, like legally.
They arranged it a couple
years ago. Yes, there you go.
This was their celebration.
Yeah.
Basically. Like
actual mm-hmm. church
with
ceremony.
Jesus.
With Jesus.
Oh. So you're holding the pillow, right?
It's a glass plate.
Okay. So the ring boy's holding the... The thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how big is the plate, let's say, in relevance to your hand? You have it with one. Are you like confident enough to hold it with one
hand? I held it with two because I didn't want to drop it.
I thought you looked like a two-hander. So you got
it was little.
Two hands.
It was like an oval shape.
Did it fit it over top of all your hands?
Yeah.
You weren't like shaky with it?
Uh-uh.
Like, I don't know, God. Dude. You look kind of like a little
I just
skittish.
Didn't know like what I was supposed to do, so I just had to like wait.
There wasn't like a run-through?
Kind of, but it wasn't like real specific. So... Oh.
Was
he just
kind of
told us where to go. No, it was just like the family and then me and then the maid of honor.
This okay. is the Pope. No. The Pope told you where to stand?
The priest.
The priest.
The Pope was not there for this. Yeah, I just stood next to the groom. And then like when he signals you, like hold the plate out and then they each take their ring.
Oh, yeah. After they splash it with a little bit of cream of Jesus.
Yeah.
So then you're holding the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you hold the plate out, please? Just like that. That's what you're doing.
Just like this. Okay. It was more like that. But
it was a styrofoam
plate. Oh, you had edge. You were edge holding.
Yeah, it was glass.
Oh, it was glass.
So did the maid...
Crystal.
Probably was crystal.
Was it really?
That's,
it was
that's why I didn't want to drop it.
Oh, wow. That's
fancy.
Definitely an arrangement.
They brought the crystal out.
They did. Crystal. Jay-Z style. So they, your ring bearer you has the hold of the thing
mm-hmm.
on the edges.
Yeah.
Okay. And can we give the maid of honor a name? We don't have to give the real name. Just like, let's make up a name. Maybe something close.
Just call her Beth, I guess.
Beth.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's her real name.
It's not, but.
He's like, fuck it, Beth. So Beth walks over and she just like sprinkles a little bit on her.
No, the priest does it. She's on the other side by the the bride holding the holy water. And then when he says his blessing, he takes it out and splashes the plate.
So he grabs it off. Is she holding it like with her hand?
It's like a urn looking thing with a...
Oh, geez. Like a lid?
Stick comes out, has like a ball on the end.
Oh my gosh, it's like a crack pipe.
You've seen that in movies, haven't you?
Did anybody get any on them?
That's what they're not like that. It's just like a little splash on the...
Right, on the ring.
On the rings, yeah.
And none of it's pitter-pattered off of the little glass or ceramic tile plate you're holding and get on your fingers, your knuckle, nothing. You don't have a Jesus-blessed knuckle.
No. It did not get on me.
Did you maybe put your finger in a little bit of the drippings afterward?
No, I did not.
Not even to see what happened?
No.
Not even a little?
No.
Did you smell?
They want to risk it.
Yeah.
Interesting. That would just like catch on fire.
Some wet rings.
What? Ooh.
It was very nice. It was a nice little... I've never been to a Catholic one, so I didn't know like what to expect.
Aren't they like long?
Usually, I think.
How long was this?
The whole thing, maybe 20 minutes.
Wow. That's about how long my wedding was.
That's not bad.
Because I think they get to pick like which... I don't know what you call them, verses that the priest reads. Mm. So that's why I think it wasn't too long.
Wow. Interesting. So you did not take your finger and swish it into the holy water.
I did not. Okay. It's a pretty church.
Yeah, that's fun. Anyway, so you went to dinner then. Did you have to do a best man speech?
No.
Oh, really? What's the point of being the best man if you don't get to give this nice speech?
I don't know. Don't want me to.
That's the only reason I would want to be a best man. You've seen me in action.
Yeah, you just don't remember giving your speech.
I have it on tape. Foster taped it. I remember distinctly watching it later.
I want to see that.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastically given speech.
It's interesting.
I think I took control of the crowd.
Okay.
It was nice. I was the best man, and my friend's son was supposed to have the rings. But they thought it was a good idea to give the rings to me to give to him. Later, right. Like, here, you hold on to these so he doesn't lose them. And I've had like 74 whiskeys and half a case of Coors Light. And I'm like, you think I'm the guy that should hold these rings? Even Abby was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
So did they have a ring bearer? I don't remember.
It was supposed to be Sean.
Okay.
So what, you just happened to, you were able to keep a hold of them?
I kept them in my inside coat pocket. But the scary thing is I kept touching them. So I was like, man, I hope they're there. I hope they're still there. And the time comes, and right before I go to the wrong pocket, I'm like, oh, fuck, I lost the rings. And then I'm like, ah, oh, they're over my heart. Jesus. So then I did this, and I think it confused everybody because I went like this, and everybody stood up. I think they thought I was going to sing the Pledge of Allegiance or something. So I then proceeded to sing the national anthem.
He didn't.
And my friend was not happy.
I was hoping you just like had the rings on, like you tried them on and they got fucking stuck on your fingers.
It's actually the same ring I'm wearing today.
That would be funny.
It never came off.
Fucking terrible with that. My dad can't get his wedding ring off.
Really?
His knuckle's too big. Get that big fat knuckle.
Stuck with it.
cut it off.
His bone grew around it.
You got that big old fat daddy knuck, jeez, bro. Yeah. Women would pay for it, probably, that them knucks.
Doesn't that happen if you crack your knuckles too much?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it can. I don't know if that's true. That's what I've heard that too.
I crack my knuckles all the time.
He'd be knuckle cracking.
He'd be nut cracking. You can't even crack that knuckle, though.
Oh, I don't know.
You could pull it and probably crack it.
Why are my knuckles so ashy?
Ew.
Look at those knucks, bro. You
need some lotion,
dude. I do. I even doubled up on the lotion today. I did, took a shit. Feel that.
It's like this weather.
It's like sandpaper.
It's sandy.
I think my knuckle
something with that
pulled a little bit of moisture out of your fingertip just now. It's feeling a little better.
Good.
Yeah. It's gross.
It's cool stuff. Anyway, so what have you been up to? He's been over here ring bearing. What have you been doing? We've been bearing.
Chilling. Ready for vacation.
When's that?
Next week. I leave next weekend.
Man, you're going.
I'm sorry, not next week. I leave next weekend, and then it's that whole first week of April.
Enon Beach.
Are you going? Yeah. You guys going to Enon?
I wish.
Are you going to see Slipknot at Enon Beach?
I'm going to go see Slipknot.
Oh, they have concerts there now? That's cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
Float a barge out there.
All cover bands. All cover bands.
We're going to Destin, Florida. Oh,
that'll be fun. Right on the beach?
Yep.
You got a little beach house?
Got a beach house.
What?
Yep.
She's got money.
Mm-hmm. No, we're going with my dad. We're meeting, just me and Willow are road tripping out there, and we're meeting my dad out there.
Oh, just the two of you? Mm-hmm. Will this be the longest journey she's taken?
No. So we did go to Florida when she was like two.
Mm.
And that was like an 18 hour drive. And this is only 11 hours, almost 12 hours.
Are you driving it straight?
So yeah.
Straight down. Just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
You see all the hand signals I'm
just
giving?
I could be a just fucking... Just us two.
I could work for Delta. I'm more of a Spirit guy, I would imagine.
Like, yeah, you'd be on some janky airline.
What's like the cheapest airline you can get on? Like, what's the... Like, isn't there like a new one that's...
Probably Allegiant.
Allegiant. Allegiant, yeah. That'd be me. Yeah. They'd be like, what is he doing? Like, never mind. Yeah, I know what you were going to say. Another word you can't say anymore. Mm-hmm. You can say it off air if you want. It won't offend me. Okay, so you're going to Destin. Yes. Got a little beach house.
Yeah.
Is it a big beach house or a little beach house?
It's like a 3-bedroom.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Your dad's all good after the tornado?
Yes. I mean, they got really lucky.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Thankfully, they didn't have any damage, but like literally a half a mile down the road, there was houses that were wiped out.
Yeah, I saw pictures.
Oh, he was that close to it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. The campground that Ashley's mom had her camper at, mm-hmm. it completely
gone.
Yeah.
Were there people in the campers?
I don't believe so.
Oh, because
a lot of them are just, you know, like vacation.
Oh, or, yeah.
You know,
didn't a couple people
places.
Die, though?
Yeah, there was like three, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Sad.
It was kind of a scary night that night.
Yeah. It ripped up more of the town than I even thought. Like, I saw my dad sent me all the pictures, and, like, it went through downtown, and, like, it just wiped out a complete grocery store and, like, a hardware store.
Really?
Yeah. It was bad.
We got lucky. You guys got hit. We didn't get hardly anything down here.
Yeah, because I just, we got the warning, and I'm like, yeah, you know, usually just kind of like, and I turned the news on, it was showing a map of downtown Urbana, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, did it get damaged?
No, okay. It missed us.
It was just wind, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We barely got touched, which I was watching it, and it looked like, so it was coming from Indiana, and it, mm-hmm. like, it was huge, and then split into two, and went right around us, up through India Lake and down through Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So for some reason, it went right around us. Probably because he touched the holy water, if I guess.
Probably.
Probably.
It was Jesus looking out for his knuckles. He's like, I can't have that holy knuck.
Went right around us.
Like 2 weeks before then, Fairborn got hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Springfield.
Don't they get hit a lot? Or is that Xenia? Xenia.
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 Xenia. Interesting. Yeah, there was quite a bit of damage.
Over by work there was, because we were closed that day.
That's right.
Yeah. You guys are a magnet, dude. Derailed trains, tornadoes.
It's kind of weird, because all the time that I've lived in Ohio, like, tornadoes aren't that common, really.
No.
And then this year, it's twice now.
We got hit. Do you know where, rural, I don't know why I snapped. Commanding attention. Oh, you know where Rural King is?
Yeah.
That got hit by a tornado. It used to be Kroger, and it got hit by a tornado. That's why Kroger ended up moving, because it got damaged, I believe.
Hmm.
Yeah, very close. Very close. All right, Jess, how excited for this Ghostbusters movie are you? Did you go see it? Is it out yet?
I have not seen it yet. I think it just came out.
I think
out.
It did come out this weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't go see it either. Dude, I have been so... I think this is also a large problem of why...
Is this the one where the people are like on the Ferris wheel and it stops?
Yes. That trailer? Okay. It's like a freeze.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a freeze? Like Mr.
Everything freezes over, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody.
Isn't it called Frozen?
Chill. What?
What? Are you like, are you trying to, did I just interrupt you breaking into your first musical note? Or are you like trying, you were on the way here, were you like, I think I'm going to go for it
it's
today.
Truly Arnold from Batman and Robin, Josh.
You said, I'm going to break
Mr.
out
Freeze.
In the song. It's going to be my big break. And then I interrupted it and ruined it for you. Would you like to start over? Go ahead.
No.
Please.
I was trying to be funny.
Oh.
But I'm not very funny, so.
I think you're funny. You make me laugh.
Sometimes.
Seth giggles all the time, but you don't know if you're being funny or if, ow, fuck.
Oh, shit.
You don't know.
You don't got bit.
God, did you see that?
It all fucking wanted, bit you, dude.
All I wanted was this armrest to be level over here. Yeah. And it got me good. Anyway, I have not been excited for anything coming out except for Godzilla vs. Kong, which is next weekend or the weekend after next. But
did you see the Beetlejuice trailer?
That's what I was getting ready to pull
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it looked really good.
I'm excited for that.
Do you think they're going to go like more horror with it?
No.
I don't think so. And I actually read an article about Michael Keaton, and he was talking about the movie, and he was like, it's going to be really good. I've already seen like the rough cut or whatever, like they're still editing it. But he said it's actually somewhat emotional.
Oh.
He said this.
That's sad.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to
see it. I know Catherine O'Hara's in it. And
yep.
Winone. Is the dad in it?
I think he passes away. I think that's the funeral that they're at the beginning.
Okay.
But Justin Theroux is in it, and I think that's who Lydia's with, I believe.
Okay.
Wait, what dad?
The dad in the original.
Yeah, the dad from the original, like with the red hair.
Do I know this dad?
You'd know him if you saw him. I can't remember.
Name. He was in what, Ferris Bueller?
Yeah. He's in a bunch of 80s movies.
He's like the principal in that.
Is he alive in real life?
He might not be. Maybe that's why. Maybe
he passed away.
Or he's not on here. Maybe he just
didn't sign on for it. But weirdly enough, Michael Keaton said he's only seen Beetlejuice like twice.
Ever?
Ever.
But I always wonder that. Like, if you were in a movie, like, I don't know if I'd want to watch it. Like, if I was in one, would you?
Probably not. Like, and I mean, he's been in quite a few.
Yeah, I just feel like it'd be weird.
Jeffrey Jones?
Yeah,
that's him.
I would definitely want to be watching the movies that I'm in, and yeah, I would definitely watch them every day.
He said he's only seen it twice, and he had to like go back and rewatch it to kind of like
get in character.
Yeah, to remember like and see what he was getting himself into.
I read
that was interesting.
It looks like this man is still alive.
Oh, maybe he just didn't want to do it, or maybe he's in the beginning.
He's not on the credits anyway. Good, you read what?
I didn't read the article, but I just saw that they were going, so like back to basics for Beetlejuice, that they weren't using CGI or something. They were doing some different kind of filming. Maybe for the miniature part.
I saw that they were going to do stop motion.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had read that as well, that they were trying to make it, because they didn't want it to look too much different.
Yeah.
Too much different. I'm very smart. I have a college degree.
Well, the whole like sandworm thing, that was all like stop motion. Right.
I don't want this to blow my eardrums out, but I would like to watch this trailer. Okay.
Jesus.
Sorry. I'm not sorry.
It's not on the damn screen.
Oh, yeah. Crap. Oh, Seth, you're such a pain in my butthole.
I can be if you want.
No. No, thank you.
No lube and just ram it in there.
I don't want that.
One thrust.
What do I want to do here? If I do this, I'm not going to be able to project it. All right. I guess it doesn't matter. All right. You ready? Oh, Jenna. I don't know if I like that. Oh, here's your emotional part. So Jenna Ortega is her daughter, right?
Yeah.
And nobody warned her about this model?
Apparently not. They're trying to leave him in the past.
Oh, shit. Here he comes.
The juice is loose.
So no Gina Davis or the Baldwin guy?
Well, Baldwin's definitely not going to be in it, right?
I don't think that. Yeah, I think they're taking a different
story.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wonder, has this house just been sitting here this whole time, you think? Or you think the parents stayed there?
See, yeah, I don't know if like the mom and the dad stayed there or if it's just been sitting. Or
I mean, that would make sense. Maybe that's why Jenna Ortega didn't know about it. But yeah. She's never visited her grandparents. Maybe they locked the attic. Was that
probably
door locked?
Locked it.
Was it locked in the original?
I think they locked it like once they were up there, the Maitlands.
The Maitlands?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Adam and Barb.
You love Beetlejuice.
Yes,
it's a good movie.
I never liked like that movie. Favorite. I don't know why.
Well, you're weird.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why I didn't like it. It's a movie I should like when you think about it. When you're like, oh, this is something Josh would probably think is funny. Maybe I need to watch it again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Give it another watch.
Jess and I did get some news of a sequel coming out, possibly.
Yes.
You guys got it on the down low or what?
No, yeah. I just happened to
read it. Yeah, they just let us know.
Yeah.
What do you got?
They called us. Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion 2.
Yes.
I don't even know who's in that, to be honest with you. Who's in the first one?
Lisa Kudrow.
That is from Friends, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then who else?
Oh, what's her name?
Yeah, I can't fucking think of it. Mila.
Mila something.
Savino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never seen it. This is like big news?
For us,
it's
it
big
is.
News, yes.
Is it, this is like a popular movie, yes?
It was, yes.
It was.
It's a 90s movie. You've never seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
God.
I wonder if Janine Garofalo is going to be in it again.
I hope so.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
What I think it's funny.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Probably not.
I don't think I'm going to think
of it. Pull up the trailer for it.
I don't think that you would like it.
No?
No.
Not at all.
Probably not. I think it's too, like...
It's too, yeah.
Like, slapsticky
yeah.
for you. Yeah.
We could watch the trailer for the original.
I don't want to do that.
I kind of do.
I don't want to do that. Happy Gilmore 2. There's going to be Happy Gilmore 2 on...
That'll be stupid.
Really?
No.
Did you watch Spaceman?
No, is it good? Not good.
It's emotional. It's depressing.
It's always one of those serious movies.
Yeah. Paul Dano like is the voice for this like spider. Have you seen the preview at all? Mm-hmm. So Adam Sandler's in space and he sees this fucking spider on his ship and it just starts talking to him. And
really?
Yeah. And he thinks he's like kind of having like a mental break because he's been out there for a while.
Yeah.
But it's real.
How long is this movie? Huge
fucking spider. It's like almost 2 hours, I think.
And it's just Adam Sandler and a spider?
Yeah. I think you're probably going to want to pass. You're not going to like it.
Oh, really? Man, I've been on such Adam Sandler high lately, too.
I mean, go for it. But I'm telling you right now, I feel like you're not going to like it.
I don't like his 90s stuff, like Happy Gilmore. I just thought those movies were so dumb.
Yeah, I can't go back. I never liked him up until Grown Ups. Then I was like, yeah, that's kind of... Wedding Singer is awesome. It's my favorite Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, that's not as Wedding goofy. Singer. Yeah, that's not as dumb.
You didn't like Big Daddy?
I like Big Daddy.
Mr. Deeds?
I like that, but I still wasn't like...
It was okay. It's just when he's... I don't know.
It was like Waterboy that I didn't like.
Oh, well, that's just like...
Happy Gilmore was okay. The one where he's... The one that I really turned me off to him was the one where he is the... teacher, or he goes back to school.
Oh,
Billy Madison.
Yeah.
One of my best friends, that was his favorite movie, and he wanted to watch it all the time. And that's why I think I didn't like Adam Sandler. I was like, oh my god, this movie.
But it's like Austin Powers, I loved, but I'm sure if I watched it now, it's probably the stupidest movie I've ever seen.
I bought the collection.
Did you?
You did?
Yeah.
How is it?
I just watched them like probably like a month ago. Oh, they're very very cheesy, but I still I loved them when they came out. Yeah, funniness to it.
I don't know that I could watch those.
I don't know if I could sit through it now.
I honestly just think it's really funny that he played all of those characters. Yeah. It's, you know, I don't know.
It's like Eddie Murphy in those Nutty Professor movies.
Yeah.
I don't know if those would probably, it did not age well either, probably I wouldn't
not.
Think.
Probably not, yeah.
No, they were good in their time.
They were.
Yeah.
I would say probably, swallow. Probably don't want
pass on the Spaceman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Twisters is coming out this summer.
I did see that.
I hope they don't fuck it up.
It's definitely not going to be as good as the original. No,
it's going to be hard.
I think it's going to be tough.
Is Helen Hunt in it at all?
I don't know. Let's look.
I don't know. Not a huge fan of the lead guy either.
Yeah.
Are they taking...
Well, Bill Paxton died, right?
The Pax, yes.
Yeah.
The lead guy. So who's the lead guy in this, Jess? Oh, this cat Glenn here.
Glenn Powell,
you nailed it.
Yeah.
What's he from? Why does he look so...
He was in Top Gun.
That's what it is. Yeah. He's the asshole in Top Gun.
Yeah. He's been in a few other, like, smaller
I'm sure movies, the effects are going to be, like,
he's going to really be in good. A bunch of stuff now, is I have he? A feeling.
Yeah. I'm sure the effects will be really good.
Sorry. I got to put it over here so Seth can calm down. He gets really angry with me if I don't have it up here.
Have you seen Fresh?
Fresh with... Oh, the movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl that's in that is
oh,
the
really?
Lead chick. Yeah. He's big and it's moving fast. Drive. Go, 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 go.
Now, did you guys like Twister more or Night of the Twisters with was that Devon Sawa that was in that?
Yeah, I like Twister.
Yeah?
I thought that was good too, but...
Twister's a classic.
Yeah.
It's Tyler Owens. They did a tornado movie a few years ago, and I forget what it was called, but it wasn't bad. I feel like these movies are all the same.
Then you got a douchey guy like the last one.
Like he's supposed to be Carrie Yule's character in Twister?
I think so.
You thought you could destroy
I think they're going to bang in front of that.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Wow.
You want one?
Tornadoes make me want to fuck.
I do. I mean, these guys are definitely... You got to be an adrenaline junkie to be into this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, what's the point?
To study them, I guess.
What have we learned about tornadoes? Like, think about it.
I think they can predict them better now than they could.
Yeah, I just think, like, projecting, like, which way it's going to go, like...
Really?
No matter what, it's going to fuck some shit up. Like, they're not going to be able to stop it.
Oh, boy. I didn't know my girl from Fresh was in it.
Is that it?
Yeah, she's got blonde hair, so it's like threw me off.
You think she's trying to be like she's trying to change her image?
She is.
I liked her in is it Where the Crawfish Sing?
I have not seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
Daisy Edgar Jones is her name. I think it's Where the Crawdads Sing. Maybe it's Where the Crawdads Sing.
I think it's The Crawdads.
Oh, dude, that movie is so depressing. But it's so good. Anyway, so I watched her in that, and then that's why I watched Fresh, because I'd watched her in Where the Crawdads Sing. Where is it? Like, why is it not on here?
I thought that was pretty good, Fresh.
Dude, yeah, Fresh was awesome.
A Hulu movie, it was pretty good.
It was awesome. I liked it a lot.
I was late to watching that one. Like, I just watched it not too long ago.
We were supposed to do an episode on it. We never did.
Didn't you pick it, Seth?
Yeah.
We'll have to do one.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. Why is this not coming up? I want to know the name of it. I want to know.
I think you're right with The Crawdads.
You just want me to move on, don't you?
No, I just remember hearing that at some point.
I think it's Crawdads. It's based off of a book, but it's very sad.
I can Google it.
Christy, why are you always such a nasty bitch?
What? Or maybe Kiernan Shipka is in Twister as well.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Okay. Yes. Kiernan Shipka is also in this movie.
Kiernan Shipka is also in this
movie. Why is that funny? You like her. She's Sabrina.
It's the way you said it. I always forget like what her name is. Did you know that she's in, what the hell is it called?
What's she in? Tell me.
Well, now I'm going to have to like pull it up because I went too early with that, and then I was like, a big aha. I don't know the name of the movie.
I know. I was like, tell me, please. The Color Purple?
No. It's,
oh, no, it's an ad. Sorry.
She was like little in it.
Oh, Mad Men.
No.
No. What is going on, Seth?
What the hell you're doing?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It was Carriers. Did you ever watch that?
I've never seen Carriers. What's Carriers?
It's a zombie. Like apocalypse.
No, I think I've seen
movie,
it.
And she was like little girl in it. And I was like, why does that girl look so familiar?
That's her. Know. Brandon Perea. Is that how you say that?
Probably.
He looks like a very tan Justin Long, doesn't he? He does. Jess can't see because of your big head,
yeah,
Seth.
Yeah, I can't.
Sorry. Seth has a large melon. And I already moved it. Like he moves and then I flip it off. Sorry. Anyway. So we got, okay. So look, I would say we don't have anything to look forward to this year, but we have maybe Beetlejuice, which I'm going to go see because Jenna's in it. I got to support Jenna. She and I are very good friends and become very good friends online. We text every, like never has it ever happened, but sometimes I may send her a rogue message like, hey, like what you're doing. I've never done that. That'd be weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
The Scream franchise is dead, so there's
It's actually not, believe it or not. It's coming back strong, which is I have mixed feelings toward. So the Scream 7 is going to be Neve Campbell. She's already there. Neve Campbell and Kevin Williamson.
They're giving her that money she wanted.
You think they wish they would have done it last time?
Maybe.
I don't think so. I think Spyglass are much as
no
scumbags.
Matter what, things would have panned out probably the same.
Is the Cox going to be in it again?
I mean, if she was in the other ones, I don't know though, because I could see them completely spinning off from 7. I still think that they're hopeful they can get Jenna Ortega and Melissa Barrera back later. Because Jenna wasn't coming back anyway. Even if Melissa Barrera didn't have her thing that happened, Jenna Ortega was not coming back for the movie, so. Cool. She couldn't do it because of scheduling issues. So I think they're hopeful that they can get all of them back eventually at some point. So I could see them spinning off because Neve, technically, her character, Sydney, lives in Seattle, I think.
I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So anywho. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm a bit torn. I don't know. I kind of just wanted, mildly just want it to be over.
Maybe they should just
let whatever.
It.
I do, because I'm very upset at how they treated Melissa Barrera, and I really wanted that storyline to continue. And I was like, that is the one I want.
Maybe
now,
it will at some point.
They wouldn't pay Neve to begin with, and now they go back and they give her the money, and she's doing Scream 7 just so they can make another Scream movie.
But do you think it's just because they don't have the other two lead actresses? So I guess we've got the money now.
Well, the one is specifically their fault that they don't have. Right, and Jenna wasn't coming back.
Neve Campbell story just needs to go away.
No, it'll never go away. They can't kill her either. Could you imagine if they brought her back for 7 and killed her character?
Yeah, unless they actually are going to try and end it.
I don't think so. It'll go on forever. How many do you think they can feasibly get away with?
Just too many.
They've never made a bad one. There's not a bad one. You can't say that about any other franchise.
Maybe they'll just do a spinoff called Yell. Or Shout.
Oh, I get it. At first, I was like, what are you talking about? Da-dets. I need to put program sounds on this so I can do like da-dets.
Yeah, a little goofy noises.
That'd be a good one.
Shout.
Well, I thought you were trying to reference the Stab movies because, you know, they have the Stab universe. And I was like, that's not what that's called. Shout. I got your joke.
I like Shout.
Yeah, yeah. Let's stop saying that.
just keep thinking of the stain remover.
I had a stain on my pants and Abby was like, well, shout it out. And I was like, Lucy, come here. And she walked over. I was like, yell at these pants. And she was like, what? Mom said to shout the stain out of it. She was like, you're so stupid. Like, my kids are getting old and don't think I'm funny anymore.
They're so, like, oh, dad.
Yeah, look, good one, dad. I'm home all week this week. It's going to drive them nuts. They're going to hate me.
Probably.
Yeah. They're going to be like, God, I hope he goes back to traveling soon. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I think they could probably make at least 100 of them.
I don't think they could make that many.
At least.
Maybe one at or two least. More.
No, they can easily make one or two more. The one they're bringing Neb. They continuously create buzz around these movies, though, right? Like,
five. One of the best things that came out of Scream was the scary movies.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, no. I'm like, one of two of those movies are good. That's it.
I know. That's true.
We should do
the
one
first
of those.
Two. The second one is actually the best, yeah. I think.
I do. That's the one where they're in the mansion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I agree. That's, I think I like that one better than the first one.
We should do one of those as a commentary or something.
We should.
We could do that.
The Strong Hand dude. Oh my God. He might actually make that movie.
He for sure does. He's the best part of the movie.
Get you with the strong hand.
He's like stirring the potatoes with the finger.
Get these mashed taties.
Oh God, it's so gross. I'd puke. I would not eat the mashed potatoes. Oh, nope.
He's like stuffing the turkey. We talked about this on another. Like we do need to watch it.
We continuously go back to it. I feel like.
Yeah.
All right. What else did I want to talk to you guys about?
Romy and Michelle too.
I don't. I did not want to talk about that. I had Ghostbusters, Beetlejuice. What's the next one? Did either of you see Night Swim?
No, I heard it wasn't good.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't good.
I heard it was dog shite.
Yeah,
Imaginary?
Have you seen that?
I have not.
I haven't either.
But I haven't looked at reviews either.
No, I have not been excited for any movie. I've been reading like crazy. That's all I've been doing is reading. Like, I have not. I couldn't tell you the last movie I watched. I can tell you the last movie I watched. Breakdown.
Well, it's been a minute.
I watched Aquaman.
Dude, I tried. With Pat. I tried so hard. Did you like it?
No.
It was so bad.
It was... I think it was better than the first one. It was definitely more action packed.
Yeah.
But no. I only watched it because I saw the first one and I'm like, I feel like I need to watch the follow up to this.
Oh, that's right. That surprised me that you watched it. You're not into those kind of movies, right? No. Like the action-y Jason Momoa.
Not really. Yeah, not those, no. Like, I like Marvel movies and stuff, but
did you finish Aquaman 2?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't do it. I got to the point where he rescued Pat. He like got there to get Pat.
Gosh, that was only like an hour in.
And I was like, I don't have it. I was tired. It was late. I was like, I
like, we need a break from
this
movie.
Did you
movies.
See Nicole Kidman in it?
Nah.
Did you watch it?
Or maybe I did.
Oh my gosh. She looked terrible.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I couldn't tell if she had plastic surgery or if it was just CGI, but I was like, whew.
Wasn't sure if you meant like old terrible or... Scary, terrible.
Scary, old, like the combination. I was just like, she doesn't even look like herself.
She's got to be like,
close to
70, I would think.
Is she?
Probably, yeah. Like mid-60s at least, yeah.
How old is Keith Urban?
I think he might be younger than her. I think he's younger
Is
than
she
her.
That old?
She's pretty old because like she was...
I feel like she's around my parents' age.
56. You guys are way off.
Oh
shit.
She looks pretty freaking old though.
I thought she was older than that.
Keith Urban's also 56. Mm. He looks a strong 56.
He does. He looks like he would be 56. She looks like she would be 65. Yeah.
She was in that movie.
He says she's 70.
I honestly thought she was too, or getting close.
Because she was in that movie with Tom Cruise, like in the early 90s.
Cocktail. Is it Cocktail?
No, it's the one where they're like on the boat. They're like on a sailing boat. I don't know if he's a killer. I can't remember.
Tom Cruise is a killer?
What the fuck was Cocktail? Is he even in Cocktail?
He's in Cocktail.
Okay.
That's where he's like a bartender.
What the fuck is Cocktail?
I mean, these pictures are probably doctored up, I would imagine. But, I mean, she doesn't look terrible there.
Yeah.
She had a wacky eye.
That doesn't... You would have to see it Well, you did see part of it, but
I couldn't believe how much Amber Heard was in that movie.
I know. I thought that they like cut her out of it for the most part.
I thought because
of everything.
You know, in the trailer, he's like all upset and mad. I thought they killed her character off. I was like, oh, this is why he's pissed, because they killed his wife. And then like she's in it a ton. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, it's Dead Calm, and it's Billy Zane, not Tom Cruise.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you were close.
I don't think I've seen
89. Yeah, they're like on a sailboat, and he tries to kill her or something. I can't remember.
Here, let's see if we get some press pictures from her. Is that her?
Yeah, see, she looks like she looks pretty normal there, but I swear, like, there were just so many parts in the movie where I was like, what? Maybe it was just CGI.
One thing I noticed about it, I watched it for an hour. Is that what you said? It was probably an hour. Would you quit doing that, please? Fucking farting in my ear.
Is she the one that was in The Others?
Yes.
That her?
Okay. Yeah. The CGI in that movie was not good.
No, it wasn't.
Like, the fish looked really bad.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that was this the one they weren't supposed to release this, right? Weren't they going to not release it?
I think that was the plan.
What if they just threw it out? They're like, okay, fuck it. Just do what you can with it and we'll get it out there.
They had Pat looking jacked in it.
He did look jacked. Is Pat Wilson jacked?
Did he look hot?
Here, let's pull him up.
Pretty hot. I mean, I already think he's pretty hot, but
I'd bang him.
I think he's just good looking. Like,
yeah,
without having a shirt off.
I think he is pretty jacked.
I guess I didn't think that like from like the Conjuring movies and stuff, but
I think they hide it well, but I'm pretty sure like he's in Seth, what are those magazines we got from one of the kids?
Oh, Men's Health.
Yeah, he's been in Men's Health a few times.
Seth is glued to the screen right now.
It's pretty hot.
His dick is so hard. How big's your wiener right now, Seth? Is it puffy?
Yeah, it's pushing the table up.
Which picture are you gonna keep for the spank bag?
I don't know. Several of these.
Here's what I can appreciate about Pat is he's like jacked in the upper area here, but he's still got like the dad pooch. See it right there? See, because I have that and I can appreciate that.
What's normal?
I think you can't get rid of it. It's impossible at this point. That's pretty much, if you took the head off this, that's what I look like.
Okay.
That was rude. Gosh, dude. I mean, come on, right? Is that not what I look like?
Sure.
This is what Seth looks like.
Oh my fucking God. You're such an asshole.
That could be you.
No.
Look at me.
No.
Come on.
No.
Dude, you have the flaky, but you look like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
The flaky what?
The flaky beard. I bet your beard would be flaky. This isn't a diss. What does it mean
that it's flaky?
Like, I'm sorry, like patch, not patchy. Mine's patchy. What's that called, Seth? Like multicolor. What would you call
it? Salt and pepper.
But it's red.
It's multicolor.
I think of is, hang on, Patrick Wilson jacked.
Poor Patrick Seymour. R.I.P.
Well, that's not Patrick Seymour. It's Philip Seymour.
You're
over here fucking R.I.P.ing him.
Pat.
R.I.P. Pat. Well,
let's just leave this
They're
up.
They're both P's.
Just leave this up for them.
I mean, he's pretty jacked, right?
He is jacked.
But in those, you know, Insidious movies, I think he always has like long sleeve shirts on and stuff.
So oh, you don't really probably. See it. You know. And then in The Conjuring, he's got like a suit on, right? Yeah, just look at him here. Hello. You think they'll do any more Conjuring movies?
I would think they could. I thought there was a new one coming out.
I think you're right. Is it 4?
I think you're right.
I thought it was this year, but maybe not. I think it is 4.
I think it is supposed to be this year.
September? Sounding familiar?
I've not seen anything about it.
Let's see, dog. Let's see what's going on.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Like release date wise.
There you go. Oh, bam. The Conjuring 4 is confirmed as the next Conjureverse movie. The next upcoming Conjuring movie is The Conjuring 4, which has the full title of The Conjuring Last Rites. The movie was confirmed in October of 2022. And features a script by David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick. What do you guys think about these people with 12 names?
It's kind of
annoying.
It's
a bit much.
It's like, a lot. Come on now. Like, why do we need this many names?
Just pick one.
Well, and there's this hyphen. So do you think...
I don't know why they have to list the middle name.
Leslie?
I assume that's the middle name.
And so you think he has a hyphenated last name. Johnson McGoldrick is his last name.
Yeah.
Because the mom didn't want to take the dad's name, you think?
Maybe.
Do you think the dad also is Johnson McGoldrick?
I don't know.
Well, there's plenty of people out there that also like to just include their middle name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm.
Hey, Sarah Parker.
Yeah, why can't you just be Sarah Parker?
Being fucking normal.
Bitch.
Yeah. Sarah Parker Jessica.
Sarah Jessica Parker Broderick.
Is that what she goes by now?
She doesn't give a fuck about that, though.
No. She didn't hyphen it?
She didn't.
She didn't. Did she take his last name?
I think so. Yeah, probably legally.
But I wonder how much of that is like their agents and stuff, like saying, "Oh, this is more."
Oh, after you get married?
No, like using her middle name. Like, you should do this. You know,
this is going to make you stand out.
I don't know, but that woman has always been ugly. Can we be honest?
I didn't think she was ugly when she was.
She's a little horsey looking, but. Fucking horsey. I don't know if I'd say ugly.
Philip Seymour.
Horsey looking.
I did it.
I think she was pretty when she was younger.
Nah, dude.
Like she's got a different look, but that didn't make her like ugly.
I don't.
But she did not age well at all.
I used to think that too, and I went last time.
He went to jerk off to her. I was like,
My dick was just like,
dude. She was like a Carrie in Sex and the City, and a lot of guys fucking. Love her.
Well, here's the thing. I thought also that said that I thought she was. I could not get that out without another TH in there.
It's your cognitive issue,
Mike Tyson. Oh shit,
Mike Tyson. I said.
Jesus.
Oh god. Shoot. So I said, I thought dude, I can't. Stop looking at me.
You thought.
I thought she was attractive. I always said, oh, she's the hot one in Hocus Pocus.
I don't know what she looks like now.
And then Charlotte and I watched Hocus Pocus again.
Your standards have changed.
And maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
It is.
And I was like, oh, man, she is not attractive in this movie. Like when she's riding that, getting off on that broomstick up there, when she's like rubbing off. It and just really flicking her bean on it. You know what I mean? You could do that, right? A gal?
Well, she's still probably the best looking of the three.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean.
That's what it's the whole like stand out in a crowd or whatever.
Yeah, hall pass. Remember? It was a hall pass. Yeah. He's like.
If you just have one.
Yeah. That gal shits in the tub. That's the best part of that whole movie. Oh my God. That's the best part of that
Doesn't
whole movie.
Doesn't she like sneeze or something? Yeah.
Shits all up the back of the. Is this my shit all up in your hair?
She's like, I think I have a stomach ache.
Dude, it's so funny. Oh.
What's the movie where, I forget his name, eats the burrito because he's going to shit on her chest and then gets hit by the car?
Movie 43. Yeah.
I was thinking that too.
And he shits everywhere when he gets hit by the car.
Chris Pratt, wasn't it?
Chris Pratt and his wife, Anna Faris. And she's like, all this shit was for me? Because he'd been holding it in, remember? And then so Hugh Jackman has the balls for a chin.
That's right.
We should watch that for a comment. Maybe we'll have to bring some commentary episodes back.
We've been talking about that for like 2 years.
I know, dude. The problem is, like I said, I haven't been watching movies. There's been nothing. Like, I feel like last year I got spoiled because there were so many movies I was looking forward to seeing.
We could even do that as like a virtual.
A virtual.
Yeah. Or like a Zoom call type thing. Because I know it's hard for us to like get together, but like we could do that like on a weeknight even or something.
We could. Ooh, a little weeknighty.
Yeah. The comfort of our own homes.
That's true. Yeah, we could do that.
Saying.
So I like it. Saying.
Can you do that like sharing thing where you're watching a movie and you can make like other people can watch it with you?
Yeah, if it's certain platforms. I think Disney and I don't know if Netflix has it yet, but I mean we could just count down like 3, 2, 1, play. Right, we could probably do that. Little watch along action.
Yep,
that'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Just coming through with the ideas, bro. So yes, there is a new Conjuring movie that's supposed to be coming out.
Didn't say when though, did it?
Nah, but it says it was greenlit back in October 2022. So
maybe they're working on it.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think of the new?
Hopefully, Pat is just shirtless in it the whole time.
I don't think he's gonna be. What do you guys think of the new Halloween series they're talking about? You guys over this or what? Do you?
I think it should be done.
Done.
I hadn't heard anything about it.
They're supposed to. They may be going back to like Halloween 4. Is what I've heard.
I just let it die.
Daniel Harris action
should.
Why
probably,
it makes too much money?
Should probably go away.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm in.
After that last one,
I didn't hate the last one.
I didn't hate the final one.
Corey,
you hate Corey Cunningham.
I don't hate him. I just thought the ending was funny
when like, they meat grind him.
Yeah.
I mean, how else do you get rid of him?
I don't know that you can.
But if it's a spiritual thing, you know.
It just gets passed on.
Somebody's going to inhabit it.
I like the Michael Myers hamburger bit we did.
Hamburger. Oh.
Like, they're like, we should eat him. What if they just ate him? Boots and all. Like, because the boots went into, that wasn't a meat grinder. It was a,
like a shredder, right? Metal crusher type thing.
Oh yeah,
like at a scrapyard. Yeah, they, like, grind up a.
Wouldn't that be a terrible way to go?
Yeah. I mean, once your head's in, then you're like, you're good. Yeah.
I feel like it'd be that'd be a slow death, because even if you went straight in head first, I feel like your arms would still be over you, because it would be your natural instinct, right? If you're falling into the shredder to, like, do this. But imagine if you went feet first, dude.
Okay, that'd be the worst.
Yeah.
That would be the worst.
Feet first, right?
But head first, I mean, as soon as it hits your brain.
Yeah, I think, like, you'd just be dead.
Do
yeah.
you think so, though? I was thinking about this the other day. I don't remember why. I think about this the other day. I
thought about it.
And I don't know why I was thinking about this, but, like... I do know, actually, because my grandfather got cremated, and my grandma does not want to be cremated, so she is going to be buried, and he was cremated. But okay. I was thinking, God, I got to stop, dude. I can't do it. No,
you need to go to a speech therapist.
No, Mike Tyson is, like, in my head now.
That's who he's jerking off to later.
No, I saw this video yesterday of Mike Tyson and that little guy from Russia, what's that guy's name? He's always on Barstool. He's, like, little, and he's always fighting the guy. He's like a full-grown man. He's like a adult man, but he has, like, body didn't age.
Oh, okay.
But he runs in the room while Mike Tyson's doing an interview, and he's, like, messing with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson doesn't know he's not a child. So Mike Tyson's like, oh, and he, like, picks him up and, like, kisses him on the head. Dude, oh my God. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. But he's like a full – he's, like, in his 30s or 40s, this man.
But so it's like a – who was that? Was it Gary Coleman that had something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Anyway, what was I talking about? I thought about something. Oh, what if your brain doesn't immediately just shut off after you die?
I mean...
I think they say that there's still, like, electrical, like, movement or whatever they call it, but...
Nerves.
I don't know that you're not conscious.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, know how you would actually feel it.
You don't think you could... But what if you can? Like, what if?
Well, I'm sure that... Somebody knows about it.
Like, what if you can't, the lights go out, right? Like, you can't, you don't see anymore, you don't really hear, but you still feel.
I think it depends on the situation, though, because the whole, like, going into a meat grinder, wood chipper, if alive. It actually damages your brain, like, shreds it up.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to feel anything anymore.
But how bad is that pain going to be for the first...
It's probably going to hurt for like 10 seconds, like 20 seconds. Yeah, if that.
Dude, 20 seconds is a long time.
It'd probably be a few seconds, I think.
Probably not 20 seconds.
No.
You'd be 10 seconds tops.
You'd be all the way through in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it could be like excruciating pain. Like, I'm just thinking, like, what if, okay, so let's say your brain, because, like, your brain controls everything, right? Like, okay, mm-hmm. So you're done, you're dead, but what if, like, there's still something in there that is allowing you to, like, still feel things, and then they just toss you in this fire?
I don't know.
If you went through a grinder,
no, we're talking about the being cremated.
I don't think you would.
I don't know. We'll never know.
If you don't have a pulse anymore.
Yeah, there's no blood flow to the brain. It can't. Or oxygen. It can't function.
It can't function intelligently. They brought people back to life after being out. Like, granted, their brain isn't functioning properly, but they were still able to do it.
Yeah, but they're only dead for a minute or two. It's not like...
No, there's been people dead for quite... Not like days. Like, probably at least, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, they bring them back?
Yeah, but by the time you get cremated, it's been a few days.
But they usually don't remember any of that, like, period of being dead. It's a lot of people come back that say, I saw a fucking light.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you re-entered the world because you were dead.
You opened your eyes,
like,
bro.
Yeah. you were fucking dead and you just came back, like... Yep.
Not to mention...
seeing the light, like, in the room.
When that happens, I'm sure you have all of these, like... chemicals going to your brain that is making you feel and see different. I mean, I don't know. Even if there's like a slight possibility, I'm like, because I'm always like, man, burning would be the worst way to die.
Yeah.
Oh, unpleasant. God, yeah.
Right?
I always think that, or like drowning, because it takes a minute. Like, that
would be bad, too.
That could take some time.
See, with the burning, I think, for me at least, it would be worse, because you're going to feel all of that, and it's likely the smoke that's going to kill you, so you're going to, like, just be tortured.
Yeah.
So physically, burning to death would be worth it.
That's true.
Did you hear me do the TH again? I did it again.
Physically.
Physically. I can't stop!
I think drowning would just be like a panic.
I think that would be mentally, because you know you're going to die.
Yeah.
And you're just holding your breath until you can't hold your breath anymore. And then you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Versus like burning, you'd be screaming and flailing, going crazy, right? Like,
I feel like at some point you go into shock though and probably like pass out or.
Yeah.
Burning?
You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't remember
how this. It was Michael. Mike started it all.
Mikey. Michael
Myers. Yeah. I was thinking that. So, yes, that is what I was thinking. See how I didn't add any extra.
It's your inquisitiveness.
It's like, man, maybe even if there's a slight, minuscule possibility that I would feel that, I don't know that I want, because I always want to be cremated. Now I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to be cremated. Like,
I don't think you're going to feel it.
Mm-mm.
But we don't know.
You're going to be dead as dead.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You'll already be a ghost haunting somebody by then.
Where do you think we go when we die? Do you really think that this is like a... this is just like a
energy.
Yeah, God.
Like a soul harvesting place. You think that's what this is? You think that once we leave here, we go somewhere else?
Probably, because there are definitely ghosts. Mm-hmm. So, but it's energy.
It's energy.
It's energy.
Do you think anybody, like, what if we're actually just like one big simulated thing in like The Sims and somebody's controlling us at all times? And like somebody, the real Josh is looking through my eyes right now, playing a game, making me do things.
Possible.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be wild? It Strange times. I was thinking that the other day. I think a lot. Can you tell?
Yeah. Aaron and I talk about the Truman effect.
Yeah.
All of the time and how like just like shit happens and it's like, oh, the timing of that.
It's weird, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like
you're driving
somewhere. There's fucking nobody out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of a sudden you come up to the stop sign and somebody comes up to the stop sign at the exact same time that you do, but there's nobody else around.
I bitch about that all the time.
Why does that happen? Yeah,
I don't know.
Energy.
You're going to pull out of your driveway and there's fucking like nobody. And then all of a sudden there's a car that goes by and there's nobody then for like 5 minutes, like 10 minutes, whatever.
You're like on a country road and there's somebody on a bicycle. No other cars until you're at the bicycle or now there's someone coming the other way.
Yeah.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
It's like somebody put that there to see what you're going to do.
Well, yeah.
Like they're playing a game with us. They're like, hey, let's toss this other car. Or Seth has to get across town to see the new Scream movie with Josh. Josh, I did it again. Gosh. With Josh and Jeff. And let's see how many old people we can put in front of him.
Yeah.
And then you and I sit back and laugh while we're driving behind him and we see his head shaking.
I'd eventually run one off the road.
Do you think you'd get that mad though? You're not a violent person. You try to be. I just don't think you...
I just get annoyed with people. I just don't like people in general.
Dude, it's getting hard, dude. I was gonna say that. It's getting harder. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm getting... I think it's a combination of things. I think that as a society, we're just becoming more and more rude.
Selfish and rude.
Yes.
But I'm also getting older and I have less patience for people.
I definitely get that. Like you, when you're younger, you're like, why are you so mad? Mm. You know, but once
grumpy old man,
it comes with age for sure.
People just, I don't know. I just don't like the selfishness and laziness.
Yeah.
Like when people don't take their cart back, that pisses me off so much. Like
Aldi has it down, dude. Yeah. Aldi has it down. Yeah. Make them put the coin in so they have a little bit invested.
Yeah.
And then you even have nice people. It's even promoting kindness. And this is the last thing I'll say before we watch Mike Tyson pick up this full-grown man and we laugh a little bit and then we call it a day. I don't talk to people at the grocery store usually, but if I'm at Aldi and I'm taking the cart back and somebody's like, hey, I'll just give you this quarter and I'll take your cart and then you don't have to put the thing back in. That is great. I'll take your quarter.
They're still nice.
Here's the cart.
The camaraderie.
Have a great day, right? Like if I was at Walmart or something, I would not talk to these people. Right. I would just take the cart back to the little cart corral. How about Walmart, dude, with these checkout things and then they want to look at your receipt? You want to see me get mad at a freaking Walmart, dude? Don't make me... I'm getting angry again. I said this is going to be the last thing I talk about and I keep going. I could talk all day. You guys know this. Mm-hmm. But I have to self-checkout all my shit. And then I'm carrying it out, and then you want to see my receipt and go through my bag?
Mm-hmm. Our Walmart doesn't do that unless you have like something big that's not in a bag.
That's how it used to be.
Do they get on you to like rate it too? They're like, and then rate.
Oh, every time you check out. Yeah.
Could you please give us a 5-star rating? I'm not giving you a fucking rating at all, bitch. Like, no. I shopped at this store. I checked myself out. Fucking 0 stars, dude.
Like, what did they do? Why do they deserve a rating?
You want me to rate the fact that I walked in here and bought an item, yeah, like zero stars.
Dude, I am so sick of, I'll go to
actually,
Aldi.
Like self-checkout though.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. But like fucking zero stars to anybody in the store. Like nobody fucking helped me today.
Like I don't hate the self-checkout premise. It's when I'm annoyed when I go there and there's only self-checkout.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? You want the option.
And then they want to look through my bags like I stole something. Like I didn't choose this.
I
want to
see you cause a scene and be like, no, you cannot look in my bag.
It's been a real, must have been a talking point around me because everything Abby and I talk about ends up on my Instagram feed somehow and it's showing me videos of it.
Because it's, your phone's listening.
Like, and there's, and there's one of these fucking Alexas in every single room of the house, which doesn't help. But the videos of people telling them no has started to show up where they're like, we need to see your receipt. And he's like, nah. And they're like, well, we're going to have to call the cops. He's like, call the cops. So the cops show up and the cops are like, yeah, you can leave.
Yeah.
Because I guess once you've purchased something, it is your property now. So they actually can't ask you to go through your bag, supposedly.
Well, but it is fucking ridiculous if they're going to have that.
Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah, it is.
And they have my credit card information. So why don't you pay you don't want to pay people to cash me out. Why don't you pay somebody to go through video footage whenever you realize something is shorted? Oh, it was that guy, and there's his credit card. You can give me a call.
Yep.
The thing that irritates me, like, I know they do the self-checkouts to save money, but, like, why are the self-checkouts ever closed? Like, half the time, half of them are closed. Like, it takes one person to run, like, eight of these. Why? You don't have one person that can do this.
That is very, that's so another irritating. One. That's another one. But if I'm at Aldi, because that's the only store I physically go into, because of all of this, I'll just order it on Amazon. Even if it's more, I'll just, like, fuck it. You can deliver. And they usually deliver, like, next day.
I order so much on Amazon.
It's honestly a problem. I think it makes me buy things I wouldn't normally have purchased.
They make it easy. Yeah.
Like I finished a book series and I have started The Hunger Games. I've never seen the movie, so please don't tell me what happens. But I am halfway through the first book right now. But I was, normally I would just go out and get like the first Hunger Games book I need to read. Right? I'm on Amazon. I'm like, oh wow, they have the first one, and the second, and the third, and they're only like $9. I'll just get all three of them. So then I ordered all of them.
Are you liking it?
I love it.
I haven't read the books, but from what I've heard, they're pretty fairly close to the movies. I love the movies.
So as I'm watching it, because I know like certain actors play certain characters, so I have like a visual of who it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to watch the movies after. I think I'm going to read the first book, which I'm halfway through. Then I'll watch the first movie, and then I'll read the second book. But yeah, so far the book's really good. I didn't realize how violent it is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are the movies violent?
Yeah.
Oh, they are. So they're not like kids' movies.
No.
I wouldn't say so.
I would say probably like teen. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Not little kids, no.
No, not little kids.
Oh, really?
No.
So I don't know why I just had it like on the same with the lights flickered. As soon as you touched him, the lights flickered. That was the person running our simulation telling you guys to stop.
Energy.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so here, let's watch Mike Tyson. I don't know what channel I'm about to click here, but let's just get him going here.
Let's see what he's doing. Oh, he's trying to hit you, mate. I know. Oh, not gonna happen, because I'm the best at
this. I'm the best. So, I mean, he looks like a little kid, but he is a man.
Oh, my gosh.
He does look like a little kid. He even moves like a little kid.
Oh, he's very small, right? All right, watch him. Oh, dude. Could you imagine him doing that to like a full grown man? This is him. Hasbulla is his name. Anyway, yeah, fun stuff. All right, kids. I don't know how long we've been at this. What's it say over there, Seth, on the left-hand side right there? Oh, 1 hour and 4 minutes. Look at that. Timed out perfectly. It's almost like...
Oh, you mean the right-hand side? 1 hour and 4 minutes.
I meant on your left. You were looking at this screen. I meant that left, your left.
Oh, sure.
Whatever, dude.
It's time for Breakdown.
Yeah.
So all I can think of is Tom Petty whenever I think of that.
I can't believe that song wasn't in the movie.
I know.
Missed opportunity.
What year did Breakdown come out? Not the movie, the song.
80s, something?
Yeah, I feel like it was like late 80s, maybe.
Oh, okay, what would be out then? That's fine. Anything you guys will say before we wrap it up?
No.
I know you guys miss me.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
It has, right?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I legit, I can't remember the last time last month, maybe, I guess.
It's been,
February, probably.
We're doing once a monthers now.
Yeah. It's Seth's fault.
Not my fault.
I think I had to cancel.
It's probably my fault.
You have a limited schedule. My kids have been sick. Really, it isn't your fault at all. You're usually like, yeah, I'm open.
Yep.
Yeah. Hopefully, as the weather warms up, there will be less sickness, illness.
Fine.
I freaking hope so. Oh, God.
Cancellation. All right. In that case, we are out of here. Bye.
Goodbye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Little bitch.